You think John Gruden's going as Chucky for Halloween?
I would hope so. You got to lean into that one. What do you think Belichick's going as?
Mac Daddy?
I don't know. No doubt. That's a good call. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
Nailed it. As Ryan Clark.
73-year-old retired dude.
So
right?
I have a question. Serious question in the world that we live in today. Ryan Clark goes as Bill Belichick, a very disturbing costume.
Very
right?
disturbing.
Some would say that, you know, wearing a Caucasian face as an African-American male, maybe too far. What if Bill Belichick went as Ryan Clark? Would he be absolutely banned from ESPN? I know you don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. I'm just bringing it up. I'm just bringing it up.
I would hope Bill Belichick wouldn't go as Ryan Clark.
He wouldn't, no.
Because Ryan Clark didn't look good as Bill Belichick.
Wouldn't it be great if Bill Belichick went as Andy Reid?
Oh, that would be fun.
And they'd
be
like, who are you? You'd be like the greatest coach of all time? Yeah. Yes.
There it is. That would be good. I like that, yeah.
Do you think Alex Gold knows he's supposed to be in here right now?
Probably not.
I just talked to Drew. He's recording, so he should be here soon.
Okay, that's fine.
He's going to text him.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Whenever he's ready, he's ready. We got plenty of time. Is he speed walking in here? You know Alex is a mall walker, right?
It is Halloween. I thought he ghosted us.
Yeah, no. You know Alex is a mall walker. That's why he gets here late.
He's not a mall walker.
He goes to the Oak Park Mall and walks around for a couple of hours before he comes in.
Do you think Alex has ever ghosted a female?
Yes. I know for a fact he has.
What's up, guys?
Hey!
Oh, there he is. What are you guys talking about?
Jet right, chip left, two banana, XT9.
Not Binkley.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? No, we were actually talking about how hard it is to, like, call a play in the NFL during the break.
Oh, the terminology?
So brutal. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Like, I was watching old Gruden videos of, like, when he was trying to teach rookies in the Bears or in the Raiders system, and I'm like, there's no way in hell in 10 seconds I could deliver that and know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's their only job, but memorizing the play call, it really is impressive. You step back, I know we make our jokes about quarterbacks sometimes that stink in the league and all that, but you have to be very intelligent, at least when it comes to football and knowledge and everything, and retaining knowledge and things like that, memory retention.
It's hard
to play the sport.
It really is. Al Saunders gave me a class one time on the offense, and he's like, here, I'm going to show you how hard it is to learn an NFL offense. So I sat there, just him and I, and we went over. I'm like, he goes, you see why you shouldn't fire an offensive coordinator every year? You see how hard this is, and then you're going to change it to somebody different next year, and then you failed your quarterback.
Do you see Ryan Clark's Halloween costume?
Is it the same split suit where it's like half one color?
No,
and the
he's Bill Belichick.
Oh, I didn't even. Yeah. I didn't even see.
You want to see it?
It looks terrible.
Sure.
It looks like a lost old man.
It looks like he's about to say.
Is that where the mall walking came in?
No,
not at
all. Just walking fast, and so I go. Well, you know, Alex is mall walking. So
Bink and I were recording an interview for our show today, and then we got it. You know, ran out of time and all that.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
Let's see. Let me see this.
What? I don't know, man. Very awkward.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't do it the other way around. I'll tell you that.
Whoa, dude. Whoa. Sports.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's bizarre. Let's address the elephant in the room. Thursday night football, right? Like, we're still staying away. All my buddies are like, explain this to me. Like, you're in sports radio. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean you know anything.
But I'm like, it's plus 110. The line has not moved. It's 1.5. Jets are favored Thursday night. 4-4 is the record for home and away teams on Thursday night football. 500. I don't know what to do except maybe listen to you right now.
So I've been asked about this game more than any other Thursday night game all year. You guys asked me on Monday
or
Tuesday.
Have you been asked about this game more than maybe any other game ever since gambling has become legal?
I don't know about that, but for this NFL season, yes, for sure. I mean, everybody at first glance sees Texans as underdogs. Like, free money? Like, I think that's the reaction from so many people.
Vegas knows something.
Right. There's no such thing as free money.
And Bob, we talked about this last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And that was the lead because everybody's been asking questions about it. So here's the backstory on it for a second. Like, how did we get to this point in time? So you mentioned the Jets being 1.5-point favorites right now. Sunday night, they were 2.5-point favorites, guys. Yeah. Then it went down and the Texans were a slight favorite. Then on Monday, it shifted back. Why does that happen? Some of it might be the Diggs injury news, but he's not worth that many points or even 1.5. A lot of it is the pros versus Joes argument, like the classic scenario where you have respected money, as they would call it in Vegas. The books have their professional bettors. They respect their money, frankly, more than you and I, right? When we make a bet, they're like, oh, this idiot's putting money on this game, right? But there's certain bettors that have a track record at a certain casino or sports book that they respect. And respected money continued to come in on the Jets. And remember, the books opened up with the Jets as favorites. So they just viewed them in their power ranking system. And every bookmaker has power rankings for every team. Not the same as random guy on ESPN doing theirs, but it's a little bit different. And so they truly believe the Jets are the better team. No Nico Collins, no Stephon Diggs. What, the starting linebacker's out for the Texans. Their offensive line's a mess. It is a short week. All of that. You may just stay away from the game, but if I have to bet it, I'm going with the Jets. I'm going to fade the public on this one. It reminds me of Thursday Night Football last week when we were talking to you guys about the Rams and Vikings. Remember, Vikings were 2.5-point favorites, and they're like, "What? How are they only 2.5-point favorites against the Rams?" And the Rams won outright.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I know the Jets are
Puka back.
Absolutely. But still the line, there's a lot of people that the public was on the Vikings side. This game, 80% of the public are on the Texans for very similar reasons. They think it's free money. It doesn't mean that the books are ever not wrong.
Right.
But I think it's dangerous if you're planning on going heavy on the Texans. One, I would just bet what you normally bet. Don't like triple up because you think it's free money. That's a terrible strategy. Right. And then the other part is if you're going to do a teaser this week, I think that you got to be really careful. There'll be a lot of people that will tease the Texans up. So instead of being a 1.5-point dog, they'll tease them up to being a touchdown dog. And like, oh, well, they're even if they lose, they're not going to lose by a touchdown. This is where the public could get just destroyed this week. So just be cautious. Like, however, whatever your unit size is, Dusty, stay with that unit size.
Are you so he's small for him, I would imagine, you know. But when you look at this game, are you betting the Jets outright to win this game?
If you're going to bet the Jets, just bet them outright. Yes, okay. Bet them on the money line. If that's the side you're going to take, you can get them at -134. Actually, just update as I'm talking to you. They're up to two. They're back to 2.5-point favorites. So now the money line's not even as good, but now you need them to win by three. That gets a little trickier. So yeah, money line would be the play, but so shop around. I think you'd still find 1.5 at some books.
Is this Texans team currently better than the New England Patriots team?
This Texans better than the Patriots team
right
that, now, just, that just beat them.
Yeah,
I mean, they obviously have better quarterback play. I mean, it was Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. But remember, this, you have to bet the number and the situation, not just the team. That's what you just said is the very reason why the public thinks it's free money.
Okay,
like I'm not saying you're wrong that the Texans can't win tonight, but that quote unquote like logic is the whole public versus pros thing. Because first glance, the public, any just casual sports fan is going to say, I know the Texans are better than the Jets. And yeah, when the season ends, we all know the Texans will be in the playoffs and the Jets will not. But that's not how you approach betting on a week-to-week basis. You know, it's the same reason why, you know, last week the Chiefs didn't cover against the Raiders.
Well, they never cover.
You know, we know the Chiefs
are been good so
we
far.
Know the Chiefs, they actually have been pretty decent. Yeah. Like, we know the Chiefs, of course, are a better football team when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day. But they still lost on Christmas Day.
So what's your opinion on just taking like the under or the over in tonight's game? Because it's 42.5. If you think there's an offense that's depleted and an offense that can't score but might win, then obviously you scream the under.
I think it's an ugly game again.
So it's like a 21-13. I mean, that would hit.
I mean,
that's 34.
20-17, 20-14. Kind of game.
The
something
networks
like that.
Need Rodgers and the Jets to stay relevant.
Oh, so you think this is also some of the calls are going to go Rodgers' way?
Oh, hell
tonight.
Yes, it will. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Cayenne water, baby.
The cayenne pepper.
Have you
water,
guys tried
Halloween?
That on your
no!
show? Yeah. Maybe we'll do that for Fan Club Friday tomorrow. You want to come back in the 1 o'clock hour and just drink cayenne pepper water?
No, I don't want to. I don't
found a youth, Bob.
That's what they're telling us.
I don't want to piss fire.
I'm not going to really sample anything that Aaron Rodgers.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so
you wouldn't do ayahuasca.
I don't think so.
I think I would.
I don't know. I have to think about that. Chiefs, 8.5-point favorite over Tampa Bay. How do you think this one's
going to
go?
Yeah, so it's gone down a point. It was 9.5 earlier on the week. This is also similar to last week where the Raiders were 9.5-point dogs and then closer to kickoff. And even when we were out at Circa, that book in particular had the Chiefs down to 9.5.
Which one?
Down to 8.5, Circa.
Oh.
And
I don't know, man.
I don't know what that one.
I don't know what that book. I thought.
Oh,
that betting show.
Thank you. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for that one. I think this is once again, though, like last week, a teaser spot. You even said it, Bob, 90 seconds ago. The Chiefs covering a 9-point spread and needing to win by 9 points. That's really tough to do in the
tough,
NFL.
Yeah.
And I know, Dusty, we were discussing it. You wrote it up on the board. I mean, like they're winning by a touchdown or more the last four games, but you're looking for more than a touchdown. I think you tease the Chiefs down again. Like last week, you would have made money if you did that last week with the Raiders game. Same thing. Tease the Chiefs down and then find another game to pair it with. Maybe you take a look at the Ravens, who are 9.5-point favorites against the Broncos. I think that's too many points against Denver as well. So you tease the
Ravens are 9.5-point favorites?
Yeah. So you tease Baltimore down, who's -9.5. You tease the Chiefs down, who are -8.5 at FanDuel, for example. If you do a teaser, it knocks it down to -134. So the Ravens would be -3.5 on a 6-point teaser, Chiefs -2.5. Or you could even do a 7-point teaser to where both teams just need to win, you know, by a field goal potentially, and just tease them that way. So that's how I'm approaching. I'm not betting the Chiefs outright on -8.5.
Why take Denver at +9.5 in that situation? Why would you tease that down?
You mean, why would I tease Denver up? You could tease Denver up.
Yeah.
You could do it that way. I mean, if you're worried about the Ravens losing the game outright, I mean, you can definitely...
I think the Ravens do have a good chance to lose this football game.
And so then either way, you can do... Yeah, you could go on the other hand and you want to tease the Broncos up another 6.5 points. You could do that and have the Broncos be, what would that be, 15.5 point or whatever, 15.5 point dogs in the game.
I want to get into college football because there's really not much to
one
watch.
Game. It's like one game.
Penn State, Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Anything to do with that one? Like take Ohio State, take Penn State, take the under. I mean, Big Ten football seems like it's always 20-10.
Because it's in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
I'll take the team that's getting points. It's the home team in this scenario. Mm-hmm. 3.5 at last check. Again, that was as of last night. I don't know if it adjusted already this morning.
Ryan Dale win a big game for the first time in his life.
I just think the offensive line for Ohio State's a problem for them in this game, going up against the defensive front for Penn State. And so whether you think that leads to lower scoring, maybe that's also the case. But I think if I'm getting the home team in this case, not just a random home team, Penn State is one of the better teams in the country. If I'm getting points with them at home, I think they have the better defensive front, even though skill position wise, that definitely is Ohio State at the wide receiver spot.
Right.
And I've been impressed still, you know, at times with the play calling. We know Kolonecki's the OC. He came over from Kansas. We know how much they're missing him as just a creative mind. So I would go with Penn State with the points here, not on the money line, just Penn State going to stay within 3.5, 4, depending on where you get the number at for this
Draft
one.
DraftKings has it +3.5, Penn State over under 45. You can take Penn State on the money line +142.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to win this one outright, but I feel confident that I don't think Ohio State's winning by a touchdown. I think this is going to be within 3 points. And so if I'm getting 3.5, that's where I'm at. I know you're an Ohio State guy, so you're probably backing your Buckeyes.
Yeah, got to back the Buckeyes. They're going to win this thing outright, and they're obviously going to dominate Penn State because Ryan Day is going to show he can win a big game. No, I kid myself. Who am I joking?
He is so unlikable, though.
Cringy.
I don't mind Ohio State as a team and program, but he is so unlikable. Yeah. And when's the last time Ohio State had a likable coach anyway? He's more likable than the guy before him, I'll tell you that.
Was Jim Tressel likable until the stuff came out?
I think so, and now all that's legal.
Yeah,
so
the tattoo, who cares?
Yeah, like, tattoos, jerseys. Like
Tressel.
And he had the vest.
Yeah,
the sweater vest. I think Tressel
John
was the
Cooper
one.
Before him, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely wasn't Woody Hayes, though. He punched a player in the throat. So
I am interested to hear an update on this because I am a Missouri civilian. Tuesday, that is the one thing that I'm very excited about when it comes to voting on Tuesday is I am going to admit to you and everybody, yes on two. Like, I'm voting yes on two. I am going to scream it from the mountaintop because I'm tired of having to be a gazelle and not a whale. I'd love to sit at my couch on Sunday at 10:50 instead of Friday at 9:50 and make my Chiefs bet when it can all change. What's the update? What's the storyline going on in Missouri right now in early voting for yes on two or no on two?
So, Tuesday, and what you're referencing, Amendment 2 would legalize sports wagering in Kansas. A yes vote would, or in Missouri, I'm sorry, a yes vote would do that. And Missouri borders, what, 8 states, and I think 7 of them have some form of...
Only Oklahoma's the only state.
And Nebraska has it, but it's not...
Missouri, does it?
I think
it does.
It's one of the 8, and... Yeah. But they don't have mobile wagering, but still, it has some form of sports betting. So Missouri's obviously on an island when it comes to this and maybe other things as well. And when you look at Missouri's chances of legalizing sports wagering, this is the most money we've seen for a constitutional amendment in like the history of the state. There's like over $50 million have come in on the campaign for the yes side and no side combined.
Both sides.
Yeah, combined. Okay. Yeah, yeah. More of the money has come on the yes side. Yeah. Places like FanDuel and DraftKings have put in a lot of money. The no side has had, surprisingly, even a casino company on the no side. You might be like, why is that the case? There's just language in the bill that is not, it's not the perfect setup for one of the casinos. They're worried that, unlike in Kansas, when we talk about FanDuel, right, we always say in partnership with Kansas Star Casino.
LLC.
Well,
gambling problem, call 1-8.
That's right. On the Missouri side, in this current constitutional amendment, there's some thought that the outside operators wouldn't necessarily have to partner up with in-state casinos. And so that obviously would hurt some revenue opportunity for some casinos. So for the consumer, the good thing with that actually would be that there would be probably more apps in Missouri than what we have in Kansas. Now, you would have, if it passes, you would have your normal FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM. Those are like locks, guarantees, right. ESPN bet guarantees to be in Missouri. But you might have a few operators that aren't in Kansas because of the requirement to partner up with certain casinos. If they can just operate in the state without partnering up with casinos, you could have a Bet365 or a Circa or a Bet Rivers. A lot of the Hard Rock, which those are all in Illinois, which border Missouri, but they're not in Kansas. So there's a chance you could actually have more opportunities to bet. As far as how it's going, I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah,
on each side.
With anything, though.
100%. I mean, last I heard was that they think it passes anywhere from by 3-5%.
Well, that's a close vote.
Yeah.
That's the margin of error.
Come on,
basically.
Help these teachers out.
What is the holdup, though, for the state of Missouri on this?
Well,
I don't understand the actual terminology.
In general, we know that in the legislature, they've not been able to get it passed for a variety of reasons. There's certain politicians that have got out of their way to block that for multiple reasons.
Machines and gas stations.
As far as this goes, I mean, look, there's a lot of people still that view gambling in general, right, as this kind of taboo thing. And there's some people.
We have casinos in Missouri. They've had them since the 90s.
I totally agree. But there's still.
Keno at bars.
Yeah, there's still some people that are.
Slot machines and gas stations.
Yep.
So if you're sitting there saying you're anti-gambling, you're a hypocrite.
I think that. I'm 100% with you, but I think if I'm playing the other side for a second on this, those people would say, "Well, I didn't want that either." They don't. But my response to that would then be, "You guys legalize marijuana. I'm not sure everybody smokes marijuana or wants marijuana in Missouri, but right. It got legalized.
All right, where you're going.
You know, and so that's the things like if you were someone, I will say if you voted yes on legalizing marijuana in Missouri, however many years ago that was, like. And you're voting no on gambling. Right. That's hip. You want to talk about being hypocrite? You're allowed to go do your vice or whatever. Let people go do their vice.
Yeah, well. Smoke my weed. You hypocriticize yourself.
Now, the campaigns have made it all about on the yes and no side about where the money goes, and that's the big debate. Now, there's some people that are just like, they just want the ability to bet. There's others that obviously are looking at, hey, is it going to benefit education or not? Is that true? Is that not true? And all that. But
it is direct revenue that is being lost from the state of Missouri.
Oh, people are going to Illinois and going to Iowa and going to Kansas.
Go on 435, the first exit. Whatever that exit is, you know, off of 435 coming from the north there, Walren Road or whatever the hell it's called up there on 435. Yeah. And look on a Sunday morning, the amount of cars, our boss is one of them, the amount of cars that are lined up on the shoulder of the road on that.
Absolutely.
Exit.
We know what
and they're stopping off at Quick Trip or whatever to get gas to go get
coffee
the other,
and
all that.
Spending more money in the state,
and sit in the Andes line that takes forever. You start going through your player props.
So if it passes on Tuesday, then the next question everybody will have, and I guess we can talk about next week, we'll be like, when? You're right, and it would probably be much closer to football season next year.
Oh, that long still.
Yeah. The earliest you could maybe, if everything went perfect, would be late spring, early summer. But remember, when Kansas got it done, and that was through a different path, but when they got it done, I think it was signed into law in like May, and then it was up and running by Labor Day. And that was, at the time, the quickest implementation of sports wagering in the history of it being legalized.
It's taking so long. Turn on the app and let's go.
So in Missouri, lottery operates differently than Kansas lottery, and everything's a little bit different.
Isn't there like a vote about like a casino at the Ozarks?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's another one.
So it's like real life, came to life from the show.
I mean, it's a loaded ballot. It's a loaded ballot. There's a lot going on. And
I can't wait.
That's another one.
Is high turnout in Missouri good for this to pass, or would you rather see a lower turnout for this to pass?
I think the sad reality is much, because obviously I think voter turnout's an amazing thing and everybody should go out and vote, but the sad reality is I think deep down they would prefer there actually to have been less turnout for this issue.
Okay.
Yeah. In general, I'm very much want people to go out and vote, trust me.
But like, so let's say this doesn't pass, okay?
Yeah.
Then what?
It's gonna be a while.
That's pretty much done.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a long. That's the risk of. We talked about this, I think, when we were going through what options they had after it didn't get through the legislature. And it's like, on one hand, you bypass them, which is what they've done, and it passes great. If it doesn't, though, then you'll have some politicians, understandably so, that would say, "Well, the people spoke and said they don't want it." And so
they'll just move on
and they'll move on. And then you'll still, even though some politicians are no longer in the legislature that were blocking it, there's will be some next man up, if you will, that will go out of their way to block it. So I think if it doesn't pass on Tuesday, it could be a very long time before Missourians are able to bet on sports.
What do you got coming up on the show today?
Yeah, Binkston with me.
Nice.
So we'll be hanging out a little bit. We're going to talk about where the Anthony Richardson decision puts the NFL and how it impacts the Chiefs, just where the quarterbacks are in this league right now. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that. We'll have Paul Charchian join us. And then Bink also has a take about Halloween that is absolutely ridiculous, and we'll get to that at some point today.
I want to give out his address so everybody rings his doorbell tonight when he's
trying
to watch
about, it's
Jets
not even about don't bug me during football. It's he thinks the holiday is turning into something, and we'll get to that.
He also thinks you guys ruined his relationship, from what I heard.
That's what I hear during the snitch line today that's getting brought up.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's on him.
There's your tease, everybody. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate the insight about voting and the game tonight. So stay away from the Houston Jets game. That's what I'm running away like Forrest Gump.
Just enjoy the game, because I think it is going to be a very compelling football
game. Might as well. And then when the Houston Texans win, we all text each other and say, told you
the Texans were going to win.
Hindsight's 2020 every time in betting.